on Patriots Friday here at Gillette. We are joined, as we normally are, by Patriots offensive lineman Logan Mankin, Stan Copen. Good afternoon, men.
Afternoon.
Hello.
How are things out on the game practice field today? I guess you were in the big stadium today, right?
They were good. You know, normal Friday, trying to nail the stuff down and, you know, get ready for Sunday. So it's been a good week.
You know what? You guys are 5 minutes too late because we just got off the phone talking with Joey Porter, and he was ripping you guys.
He was asking for you guys.
He was ripping you guys to shreds. He asked for you, Copen, by name. He said, you know, where's Dan Copen? I want to talk to him.
I believe it. I don't know.
But no, but seriously, you know, Joey Porter, as you guys know, he likes to run his mouth. He likes to be provocative. What did you guys think of his comments about, once again, he brings up the taping of defensive signals. We call it Spygate. He brought up Spygate and said you guys took some championships away from him. What did you think about Joey Porter's comments earlier this week?
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. He's going to say what he wants to, and we just we don't listen to him too much. We're more worried with what he's doing on the field than what he's saying during the week. So he's still a good player. He's going to cause problems every week. And what he says about what happened in the past, it doesn't bother me. I wasn't even here when that was happening, I guess, when he was getting beat by the Patriots in Pittsburgh. So I'm not too worried about it.
Is it something that he brings to the field from both of your experiences going up against him? Is he, I can't imagine he quiets down on the field. Does he talk that much when he's playing too?
Sometimes. You know, it's part of, you know, I think it's part of his game and, you know, who he is. And but one, you know, the one thing with that is, though, is he goes out and backs it up usually. And, you know, last year he's got 17 and a half sacks, you know, leading the league. And, you know, he plays at a high level and, you know, he plays hard and he finishes plays. And, you know, with a guy that, you know, wants to talk, you know, he goes out and backs it up a lot. So, you know, really, you know, it's part of the game and it's part of his game for sure. So it's really not that big of a deal.
When anybody talks about the Dolphins, they always want to talk about the offense and the Wildcat, and you guys are more worried about the defense. Based on what you've seen, what is the strength of the Dolphins' defense going into this game?
The front seven. You look at their D-line, they got good D-linemen that play the run well, and they're good at pass rushing. And then you got Porter and Jason Taylor on the edge, which is going to – they're great pass rushers. Jason Taylor is a future Hall of Famer, and Porter's really good, so they're going to cause you a lot of problems. And their middle linebackers are good against the run also. So their front seven is the strength of their defense, and they do a great job.
You know, it's interesting when you look at their team. If you just look at it superficially, you say, oh, they're 3-4, below average. But looking at their games, I mean, they've had some tough luck, and they've been very competitive. I mean, they have New Orleans down, and then they come back with some 22-point fourth quarter. They had the ball for 44 minutes against the Colts. When you look at this team, I mean, their record, I know we always say you are what your record says you are, but that's not necessarily the case with the Dolphins, is it?
No, I mean, you really can't look at the, you know, record of anybody. You got to take a look at what they do on the field and in the tape. And, you know, like you said, I mean, they've had a lot of close games that, you know, the ball bounces one way, you know, maybe they end up winning the game. But, you know, they're 3-0 in the division. So they've really played, you know, a quality schedule. They played good teams, and they played them tough. So it's a good football team. It's a good football team on defense, special teams, offense, you know, all the way around. And, you know, we got to be ready for a battle.
They've had some weird time of possession games where they just dominate time of possession and then lose anyway.
Yeah, look at their schedule. They played good teams. They had Indianapolis is undefeated, New Orleans is undefeated, and they could have easily won both those games. They probably should have won them, and just the game got away from them there in the end. And the teams they've lost to are good teams, and the other teams they beat, they should have beat them. And they're playing good football. It's just they've had a couple tough breaks, and you got to play good if you want to beat these guys.
What did you guys do with the bye week? How did it help you, if it helped you at all?
You know, it does. You know, especially when it comes towards the middle or, you know, later in the season. It's definitely better than having it week 3 or 4. You know, we had 3 days off. I stuck around here. Just had a chance to just relax and, you know, spend time with the family, go out to dinner a couple times and get your mind away from the stadium, away from the game. Because, you know, from late July to, you know, February, it's football, and It's football 24/7. There's, you know, hardly a point in the day where you're not thinking about what's going on or what could happen to you on this play. So that bye week's important for you mentally just to get recharged, and, you know, not only physically, if you have some nicks to, you know, tend to those.
Is that first day back on the practice field after three straight days off a little rough and ragged, or did you guys find that everybody slipped back into it pretty quickly?
The worst part is warm-ups. You're breathing hard. Like, man, how did I get out of shape so fast?
But, in 3 days.
Yeah, but it comes back pretty fast, and you get a few plays going, and you get back in your routine and back in the feel of things. But those first couple, you don't feel as comfortable as you did.
And did you find, though, that as the week went on, you kind of slipped right back into where you were 10 days ago?
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like we had a break now. So the body's beat up again.
It's not like coming back for training camp where it takes you two weeks to figure out you have pads on. So your body remembers it wasn't too long ago you were practicing.
Can you really get out of shape in 3 days?
No, it just feels like it.
Just feels like it. You know, maybe it's just a mental thing. I just don't want to do this right now.
Yeah,
I'm not ready
I'm
not ready for the bye week to end.
I know you guys are probably not involved in special teams, if at all. I don't know if you guys play on any of the teams, but, man, Ted Ginn Jr. could scare the heck out of you watching what he did a week or so ago.
Yeah, that was pretty
special. I
don't
think we could
catch him. Either of you?
No.
Maybe if we got a 50-yard head start, we might have a chance. But no, that was pretty amazing what he did last week. And if he does that against us, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So knock on wood, that's not going to happen.
When you look at the rest of the schedule, and you guys, I know,
so we got hand signals coping. We got the hand signals going.
Which way we were going? I know you guys are so locked in on this week, this week, this week, and you never look ahead. But is it hard not to get a feel as you're going into the second half? Okay, we're going to do this now in the second half of the season. We've got these road games. We've got these home games. How do you make sure that the focus is on just Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock?
I don't even know who we play next week.
You really don't?
I really don't.
And you're dead serious now.
Yeah. I really don't.
I have no idea, but I know this week's a tough one. And that's how we have to focus right now, is all the games we do have coming up are, I'm sure, against good teams. So we have to really focus in each week on who we're playing that week. And when we come in the next Monday, then we can start focusing on that week.
How many guys in the locker room do you think are just like you, don't even know who the opponent is a week from now?
I bet you there's a few. You know, I don't look at the schedule anyway, and especially, you know, when it comes out. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you know, this is a big game. It's a big game for both teams. So why look at it now? You know, so, we come in on Monday or Tuesday, we'll worry about it then.
So I was going to say, so when do you find out who you're playing?
How's
this work?
Well, I mean, it's not like I don't know every week. You know, I you know, hear or, you know sometimes, but I really don't know. I'm sure I've looked at the schedule. It just slipped my mind right now.
It's pretty good.
It's impressive if you can actually pull that off. I mean, when you talk about concentrating on this week, you've got it down as best as anybody I've ever seen. You don't even know who the next week is.
It's not that I don't look at the schedule or, you know, take a glance at it. Just, you know, slip my mind. I don't pay much attention to it.
Yeah, it's either someone from the AFC South, NFC South, or AFC
East. So you've narrowed it down. Well, I'm not going to tell you either,
because
I'm going to wait till next week. I'm going to let it be a surprise for you.
I'm not going to
tell
you.
It's somebody from the AFC South, though. You're right.
But you can figure it out next week.
I'm just not going to tell you who
I will tell you. You do have to go somewhere next week.
You got to leave. It's not here.
You don't get to stay here next week. That's the one thing I'll tell you, which you'll worry about at another time. Well, good luck on Sunday. Good luck the rest of the way as you come back out off the bye week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, thank you.
Guys.
That is Dan Copen and Logan Mankins joining us on a Patriots Friday here on Sports Radio WEEI.